Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Yeah, the official band of the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Prince. That's Limp Bizkit.
Get my neck roll!
Are we doing Limp Bizkit every day at 5:30? Is that what we're doing?
I feel like we're fired up for the end of the show. Right?
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Little energy boost. So this per Sham Sarania, Sam Amick of The Athletic, the Lakers are open to drafting Bronny James this June to help fulfill LeBron James' dream of playing with his son. Team sources tell The Athletic. Bronny announced earlier this month that he will enter the 2024 NBA draft, though he can go back to school if he wants to. He's in the transfer portal. So,
why would he ever do that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. So,
I mean, when your dad can hold the whole league hostage.
So, speaking of holding the league hostage, I have a theory for you guys.
Yes.
About Bronny. Mm-hmm. I would take him and hold him ransom. And I would tell whatever team wants LeBron, whether it's the Lakers or whatever, that you're going to give me what I want, or we will let his, he can go back to college if he wants. That's fine. I think the Lakers would be so desperate, or whoever where he goes would be so desperate. And if you want him here, I don't. But if you want him here, it's a bonus.
Oh, it's the Lakers that would do it.
Yeah.
It's the Lakers. They're not going to let LeBron go anywhere.
I would take Bronny, and I would – you want – Daryl, this is my message to you. I know you got to play nice with agents. It's clutch. They would probably get pissed off. Maxie is clutch, all that.
Oh, yeah.
You got one offseason to make this right, assuming, you know, the Sixers don't go on some crazy run here. I would take Bronny, hold him hostage.
I would, too. Honestly. Not even trying to get LeBron, but to your point.
Yeah.
To your point.
Get something out of the Lakers.
It's going to get something out of the Lakers. Yes, you're going to get something out of the Lakers because I don't think LeBron wants to go anywhere. This is what LeBron usually does, which is, you know, he wields his power and he sends subliminal messages. But the bottom line is he's not leaving Los Angeles. What organization is he going to? He's going to be celebrated on his way out the league. What organization would he rather that happen with than the Lakers? So the only other one I can think of is Cleveland.
Can I tell you what's funny, by the way? Do you know where the Sixers pick in the 2024 NBA draft?
In front of the Lakers or after?
They pick 16 and the Lakers pick 17.
Yeah.
Give us something. You want Bronny? Yeah. Give us something.
Yeah. I mean, it's – I just – yeah, he's going to go wherever his kid is picked. And right now I think he's trying to persuade the Lakers to use one of those picks on Bronny James. He doesn't care about draft picks. LeBron doesn't care about draft picks. He's trying to win now. I don't even know if he's really trying to win, more so he wants
trying to have fun.
Yes, he wants to be on the same team with his son. So, yeah, you're right. Whatever team decides to take him, they would hold some sort of leverage over the Lakers. I would imagine that's where he would prefer to be. So then they would have to facilitate a trade with the team that drafted Bronny James so that he could be on the Lakers.
You want Bronny? Give us Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Give us Jared Vanderbilt. Yeah. I think it's worth thinking about. And I think more than anything else, I'd be curious to see if another team has the guts to take Bronny, knowing the, you know, the chess match that could happen and the revenge that could be exacted on that team from Clutch, who represents a number of, you know, top level players in the NBA.
Yeah.
Be interesting. It would definitely be interesting.
Yeah. I wish I thought LeBron really was going to leave LA. I just don't believe that.
Nobody wants to. He doesn't want to move.
Like to go where? What team would he go to?
Warriors.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
One last ride with the Warriors.
Yeah.
Good.
That would end up being a real depressing version the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the Lakers with, at the very end, the Gary Payton and Carl Malone and all those. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Oh. What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
What up?
OG.
Hey, listen, man. I think because of the Sixers is not committed to winning and they want a crap show, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, do everything that Spike just said, because that's just what that's going to create. You know what I mean? They're not about winning. They're about, selling money or whatever like that. Let them go ahead and get Bronny and then do the little, what they call that, fish. What's that? Fish something? Yeah,
what?
Do that.
What?
Do that, and,
you okay? You okay there, OG?
The catfish thing.
Catfish. Gotcha.
Yeah, they do that with their tea bag, however you want to call
Whoa,
it. Whoa,
that's totally
no,
different.
No, that is a different thing. That is. Did that get over the air? It
no,
did not.
It did not.
Okay.
It's triggered.
I don't know. Bag. I mean, yeah, but anyway, yeah. So,
can you explain to OG after this call what that is? Actually,
oh, believe me, he knows. What
oh, does
is.
He?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Actually, I don't. I just heard about it.
Don't stop.
You just heard about
it. I heard it been spoken.
Okay.
But anyway, listen.
Yes.
I think, and Spike, yes, you need to. You got to hold your pop's feet to the fire. He don't have no authority to withdraw himself from something that he didn't. You know, put himself in. That ain't his decision. You know what I mean? Like, this, my show here, you know, is the show that created that. He don't get to remove himself, recuse himself from being scrutinized or being celebrated.
Yep.
It comes with it. You gonna get your little damn doctrine. You ain't tell them to recuse you from that, did you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want that. Yeah, so get your little speech together. And yeah, if you win. You may not even win it. So
you
I
never
know.
Know.
Why, you know.
John Clark had a great first weekend. You never know what could happen. Ike had a great
and then
first
I think y'all overlooking someone. This guy named OG.
Oh,
OG Wade.
Here we go.
He been calling stuff, man. I called the AJ Brown song. I called the N'Kobe Dean pick. Everything. I did the Jalen Hurst thing. I ain't getting no credit for that. I'm the damn insider of the damn century. The hell y'all talking about for the year? I done it all. You know what I mean? I done outlived every damn body. Jeff Lurie wasn't even the damn owner of the damn Eagles when I was calling this show. And for that punk that I ain't going to mention his name, that reporter, the one that said, AJ, yeah, you called already. No, punk. He called WIP. And in the words of Rick James, is WIP, bitch. That's what it is.
You can leave that one. Did you hit that one?
Of course you did.
Oh,
I
like that
one. Trigger back there.
Oh, I like that one. I like that one.
You know?
But, I'm with you on that. He's fighting for us.
Spike literally used the word seven
times.
I know.
Better to...
I mean, and repeatedly used it.
Yes.
Yes.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Of course.
I understand. But that one's okay for next time.
But y'all don't understand, when I say things, I don't finish the words.
No, you said it there.
No, I didn't. I did not. It was no TH on there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, he said bit.
Okay.
There you go. You know what I mean? Just like
Bull.
When I'm joking out on. Yeah. And I, you know what, Jack? You ain't, why don't you put your fart on there? Boo that. Yeah.
It wasn't a fart. It wasn't a fart.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. It was your couch. The one that you got from your mom and them, right? Yeah.
Oh,
new
yeah.
couches don't even fart. So unless you get it from your mom's house.
The way it moves. The way it moves.
Because it ain't leather no more. They feather. You know what I mean?
It isn't leather. It isn't leather.
It is not leather.
No, ain't no more leather couches nowhere. No leather sneakers, none of it. So all you punks think you walk around with leather jackets and leather coats, you got nothing. All right? It's not leather. It's pleather.
OG.
Yeah, and it don't fart.
OG, what did you think? I needed to hear you on this. Oh, no, this has been an all-star call. What did you think of Jalen showing up to A.J. Brown's press conference today?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hear from you.
Come on, OG.
You know what? Let me let it out. I did call the Duke. I told him, listen, I said it would only be fitting that you be there to support your guy. You know how his feelings get hurt, and you know he want to run out the damn door. Because the last time he was on the show, he said, when y'all asked him, or Kayada, oh, this is a business. Oh, now I want to hang my jersey up with my socks and everything right here in Philly. Yeah. You got that damn money there. That changed stuff, don't it? Yeah, that little corn braids and everything. Now you can get some real dreads, punk. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
This is an all-time call from OG.
Man. Come on, man.
All-time
OG,
call.
OG, be happy that the Duke has his number one weapon, the best
right.
player on the football team. Be happy about that. Jalen is.
And I am. And I am.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
All right, yeah. OG.
And hold on. Before you go.
Okay.
Yes.
That's an oxymoron, bro. You doing a damn hair show. I mean, commercial. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell going on out here?
He's
Let me
bald
see
and
you
beautiful.
Come up in there with a Jimmy Butler wig. I'm telling you something. Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
Somebody's,
I'll talk to you later, man.
Somebody's got a Photoshop Ike with just a beautiful head of
head
hair.
Head of hair?
Yeah. As if we got to send you in, as if. You know, obviously,
oh, God,
you know that Dr. Glatt is great,
yes.
You know, and Dr. Glatt can help people. You're bald and beautiful, but.
Yeah. I just can't envision him with hair.
Oh, just an Elvis-like coif.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I want to say.
What type
see.
Of hair you think I would have?
Jack? Me?
Yeah.
A comb over. By the way, Howard just came in here.
About what? What was he
say?
Complaining about?
About how John Clark didn't actually get the first exclusive.
No, I thought he doesn't
care. Oh, yeah,
care.
I thought he didn't care. No, that's what I said to him. Yeah, he's like, well, I did, but, you know.
Now.
Just want to make sure he cleared that up.
Now, just so we're clear, we normally do the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings at 4:30 on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We will not be on tomorrow at 4:30 because
of
the Phillies game.
We
right?
could force our way.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside.
We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Just during the Phillies game, you want
to talk about the insider of the year rankings.
Dude, could you give Fransky the rankings and just have him do them at 4:30?
All right, Eagles champ.
yeah, Eagles champ.
So we'll do it Thursday at 4:30 because we can't do it tomorrow.
Right.
So anyone curious as to how the first weekend plays out with the rankings, you will be able to find out Thursday at 4:30. How about Jerry?
There are pictures of me in college with hair.
Yeah, it's just tight, right?
Yes. Well, yeah, it's going to always be low cut.
Yeah.
I grew up in an era, Jack, we didn't have everybody wasn't wearing dreads and twists and everything in their hair.
Yeah, I didn't even know Tiki ever had hair. At WFAN last week,
looking
at when Tiki got drafted, mm-hmm. He had hair as well.
Yeah, had a low haircut, man.
Now he's bald and beautiful as well.
Yeah.
Although he's balder than you.
Well, he.
He's full on.
Shiny.
Yeah. Radiant. Yeah.
Very
milk dud.
That is something you can say.
Yeah, milk dud, man. Oh, yeah. Well, I call him milk dud, and B. Mitch, I call lemonhead.
Very positive.
Milk dud and lemonhead.
Well,
Jerry,
it's what we do.
give us the horn, buddy. You're on WIP. There it is.
What's up, fellas?
Back on the road.
Back on the road. I'm 2 miles. I'm taking my 34-hour break, and I'm about 2 miles from the New York state line, heading to Connecticut tomorrow morning. So
good to hear. What do you got on the Sixers, buddy? Glad to see you back on the road.
Well, one quick thing. I got a mm-hmm. nickname that nobody's even said for Trot Jr. Since his dad was the Axeman, Trot's going to be the Hatchet.
Okay.
He's a little smaller version. I don't know if anybody likes it, but I like the word the Hatchet as for the Axeman Jr.
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of want to let him have his own nickname, you know?
That's true. But that's just what I came up with.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
You know.
Not original either.
No, not original.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching some Bigfoot hunts on my YouTube. But besides
while driving?
No. I'm sitting for 34 hours. I can't leave till tomorrow morning. So I ran out of hours for the week, and I have to reset my clock at 34-hour reset. And
then Got it.
You start back up again. Mm-hmm. So on the Sixers, I'm all in with keeping Embiid. And, Spike, you're 100% right that the guys they have around him, they have to have him on the floor because it's not the lead's gone within a couple minutes, as a couple callers said, and – he's by the time the fourth quarter comes, he's pretty much gassed. I mean, he's not sitting out hardly much, and if they do get a lead, it's going really quick.
I'm with you, Jerry. This idiot Fritz over here.
This is really
Mr. Fart Machine.
Yeah, you know? Mr. Fart Machine over there.
But and the Phillies are they had a hiccup yesterday, but I think they're going to still be okay. They just putting Stubbs in there wasn't the best thing, but you got to give JT a rest every now and then.
I wish JT would take more of a rest. I appreciate the call, Jerry. Yeah, I wish JT would rest a little bit more, actually. Plays a lot. It's not a bad JT Realmuto. Just saying, he's 30, how many years old? 33?
He's 32, 33, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Getting up there. Yeah. I want to save him for the playoffs. I want a fresh JT for the playoffs.
Just don't get much out of Stubbs, man.
You get nothing. Strictly there for the...
Looks small behind the
Was that a pass ball on Dominguez, or was it a wild pitch?
That's wild pitch.
Yeah, I think it was wild pitch.
Because it looked like...
He missed a spot by like 5 feet.
Yes, it was catchable, but it wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Not even close.
Then he throws it past Sir Anthony. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They look like the Keystone Cops.
What's so crazy about Stubbs is that he looks like a little leaguer.
Yes.
But at one point... He was the best college catcher in baseball. I just can't believe it.
Tim Tebow was once the best college quarterback.
Well, I know, but there's different. He's just a backup. I can't believe he's a big leaguer.
Let's do a text line.
Text line.
Is Spike Shore Parks hosting today? Mark and Monco.
One too many violins, Fritz. I'm pro. I'm a real Philly fan, unlike you.
Right, yeah.
Just you sitting back there, you know, orchestrating standing ovations, trying to run out the best player in the city, run him out of town, saying you hope the Sixers lose. It's embarrassing. Honestly, I can't believe you're part of this show. Tomorrow might just have to be the WIP afternoon show with Ike and Spike. Right. And the traitor.
Go Sixers.
Benedict Arnold. What's next?
Is Spike the soup Nazi of radio? No call for you! Yes, I know Ike won't get the reference. Tim in Newark.
I do get the reference. Oh. I know it's a Seinfeld reference.
It is. Yeah. It is.
I've heard it enough to know where it came from, yes.
I think I hung up on two people in the first hour.
Very fast.
Yeah.
And one was Euro John.
Well, I can't take Euro John. Everybody, Euro John's full of it, man.
Listen. Bro, some days you got the trigger. Yeah. It's quick, and sometimes you'll let people go. It's a feel thing.
Yeah. You know, I'm still getting my feet under me.
Yeah.
You know?
People tweeting at me. Is Spike going to hang up on everybody today?
I just hung up on two people. They deserved it. I can only, you know, whatever. What's next?
Thank you, Spike. Tell that guy to get the hint. Mike in Anaheim.
Oh. That's for Jack.
He will not get that. I will not get the hint. He's going to be a Philly.
No, you won't get the hint. He doesn't want to be here.
For now. Wait till that petition gets to 2,000.
Well, and I say this with love, but didn't you really just hassle Jill for years before she went out with
you?
For sure. Yeah. So
Persistence.
Yeah, you don't give up.
No, never give up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it
worked out.
Don't start tearing up. But my motto in life is never give up.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy V.
All right.
After taking calls from Sixers fans for 3 days, you sure you wanted to come back? The Ricky listeners listening to the show.
good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
They're mad, too. Everybody's the same right now.
Yeah.
The Ricky listeners have more of a stomach for this than anybody else, but they're at the end of the rope as well.
Listen, I'm just happy you're here and I don't have to do this. Like, I've done this. I've sat in that seat that you're in, and I've yelled at callers, and we yelled back and forth. Me and Johnny Marks have yelled at each other, you know, nearly coming to blows over this. I had Chuck screaming at the top of his lungs about this over Embiid. So I'm more or less like, Spike's here. Spike can handle it.
You know, I'm actually terrified of doing the podcast tonight if they lose. And nobody can even call that.
They can't even call you.
I see the YouTube comments, and I'm just, oh, my God, stop blaming me. And then the Knicks fans, our podcast is very popular when opposing teams beat us because they want to watch us sad.
Sure.
So the chat is full of Knicks fans when the Knicks win.
I got to admit, these damn Knicks fans are alive and kicking right now,
they
man.
They are.
Very annoying.
I still cannot believe the scene after the game.
Do you know what they are? They're the Eagles fans of New York. They are the pre-18 Super Bowl of New York.
Okay.
They go from 0 to 60. And the one thing the Knicks have in New York that no other team has is everybody likes the Knicks. Whereas, like, baseball, the teams are
split.
They're split. Football, they're split. Hockey, they're split three ways. Nobody cares about the Nets.
Yeah.
So it's really the Knicks. And it just all of the power of New York fans are behind that team. It's terrifying. What's next?
After hearing your Zapruder film-like analysis of Jack's fart, I do owe you an apology for not calling out the station by name. The newspaper guy.
He does. What's next?
I'm not saying that Jack would be a bad lawyer, but he somehow managed to turn the case of was that a fart into were there actually multiple farts? Alex in Lancaster.
Text line. It's true. I'm going to have
Good
to study
point.
That audio.
Yeah.
You protested too much, and now we found the second fart.
Dave kicks us off tonight in Maryland. What's happening, Dave?
Last night, and, you know, questioned the lineup. And
It's so stupid.
It's such a look at TK shaking
what
his head.
What do you think,
head.
TK?
Come on, man.
That's a fart.
No, it's a fart.
Yeah, TK said.
Well, what does TK know about farts?
I'm sure TK's farted up a bunch.
It's a bodily function.
But if he farted, he might take off.
Fritz at six next?
Yeah, man.
With Riding with the King?
Yeah, I'm Riding with the King.
Oh, don't sound so happy.
Yeah, you sound thrilled.
Yeah.
All right. That's next. We'll see you tomorrow. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!